Happy Sunday, I'm Jeffy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, URCOL, commonly referred to as OFREG, has appointed Sanji Miles as its new Chief Executive Officer following a competitive recruitment process. Mr. Miles, who previously served as interim CEO, takes up the position with immediate effect. The board says he's demonstrated the leadership and expertise needed to guide the organization and advance its regulatory responsibilities. To the courts, a man has pled not guilty to 3 indecent assault charges relating to an incident involving a child in January 2025. The court has ordered that neither the complainant nor the defendant be identified. The man is on a bail with a $10,000 surety and has been allowed temporary travel for business. The trial is set to begin on the 12th of October and is expected to run for up to 5 days. Also in the courts, Norma Lena Scott Padilla has entered not guilty pleas to 2 money laundering charges. The Crown alleges that she handled more than $33,000 in one instance and over $18,800 in funds in another instance, believed to be criminal property associated with the Lobster House. She will stand trial on the 12th of October and remains on bail. Emmanuel Carter has pled not guilty to 1 count of handling stolen goods. The charge relates to an incident on the 4th of February 2025 in which the Crown alleges he was in possession of a black Yamaha motorbike. Wright will stand trial in August with proceedings expected to last up to 5 days. A local auditing firm makes 47 recommendations to improve governance at the Health Services Authority. CIGTV's Naya Roberts has more with Health Minister the Honourable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes and the Deputy Chief Officer Exe Tomlinson-Panton.
The audit, which was conducted by KPMG, identified 11 challenges across 5 governance pillars.
Under the Strategic Vision and Priorities pillar, the strategy development process was found ineffective, which is challenge 1. And so is strategy implementation identified as challenge 2. Under the governance model and operational structure pillar, decision-making roles and responsibilities lack clarity, which is challenge 3. The board's subcommittees have had limited effectiveness, which is challenge 4. And the board induction arrangements were perceived as suboptimal, which is identified as challenge 5. Under the performance management and accountability pillar, there are weaknesses in oversight of operational performance and risk management, which is challenge 6. Challenge 7 speaks to poor performance management by the board and the executive leadership. Under the collaboration and communication pillar, structural weaknesses were identified in communication practices, which is challenge 8. And engagement with patients, caregivers, and external partners needs improvement, which is identified as challenge 9. Finally, under the culture pillar, staff and external stakeholders reported declining trust and openness, which is challenge 10. And there are concerns about disrespectful behavior amongst staff and with patients, which is the last challenge, number 11.
The ministry outlined a phased approach to the audit's 47 recommendations to address the challenges for the HSA and assured the public that all 47 are of equal priority.
Is an opportunity for us from the ministry to provide an overview, but the report contains important context and detail behind each recommendation. I also want to be clear that all 47 recommendations are seen as the ministry as a priority. None of them are being set aside. The only difference will be the timeline for implementation.
The full report is now available for the public to read at gov.ky/MHES.
As a part of World Breastfeeding Week, health professionals and support groups are encouraging more mothers to seek help and reminding families that support doesn't end when they leave the hospital. Radio Cayman intern Tyler Stewart has more.
Representatives from the Cayman Islands Breastfeeding Support Group, Doctors Hospital, and Health City are joining efforts this World Breastfeeding Week to encourage mothers to seek support and build confidence throughout their journey. The stigma surrounding public breastfeeding remains a barrier for some mothers. Dr. Susan Warwick says changing that starts with creating an environment where women feel more supported and accepted.
Making a safe place for mums to feel relaxed and get the confidence to do that in public as well, wherever they may be.
Health City's Dr. Mohini Sachdeva says continued support after birth can make a significant difference, helping parents adjust to the challenges of caring for a newborn and building confidence.
Once they are discharged from the hospital, that's when the real struggle begins, I believe.
Carradine Farley of the Cayman Islands Breastfeeding Support Group is also working to connect new mothers, giving them a supportive community where they can share experiences, ask questions, and encourage one another throughout their journey.
Moms get together once a week and they can breastfeed in public together to get moral support from each other as well.
Breastfeeding Week aims to encourage families to make use of the support and resources available, with the goal of giving both parents and the baby the strongest possible start. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
Thank you, Tyler. Four cruise ships are set to visit next week. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
Monday is a free day, and Tuesday will see the arrival of Disney Treasure, which has a 3,400-passenger capacity. Wednesday is another single-ship day. Up to 2,900 visitors can be housed on Celebrity Reflection. The final visits of the week come on Wednesday with the arrivals of Carnival Liberty and Carnival Horizon. Combined, those ships have an 8,400-passenger capacity. You can find the latest ship schedule online at caymanport.com. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally, the Cayman Islands is mourning the passing of Denniston Tibbetts, the longtime president of the Cayman Islands Seafarers Association. Mr. Tibbetts, who died following a brief illness, was honored as an officer of the Order of the Cayman Islands in June for his contributions to the maritime community. He spent decades preserving the nation's seafaring heritage and serving the community through numerous organizations. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.